This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, good day. Here I am, Doug Steffen, with here she is, Victoria Keelan, with there he is, Rich McFadden, with a lot of information, entertainment, good news, and fun. Here's the story of a man who helped a teenager who was in need of food, man identified as Matthew White, in the produce section of a Kroger store in Memphis. KWAM, hello. 16-year-old Chauncey Jones Black approached him and asked if he could carry his groceries to his car in exchange for a package of donuts. So Mr. White said this youngster looked like he had been turned down 100 times. He looked ashamed, hungry, and broken. I know how that died. I've been there, done that. Sometimes as an adult. Matt began talking to Chauncey, and they soon find out that this youngster didn't have anything at home to eat. He lives with his disabled grandmother, gets Social Security, but not food stamps. See, these are the people that we should be helping.
Mm-hmm.
Matt decided to buy Chauncey the donut, along with a couple of bags of groceries, and offered to drive him home. And on the ride home, Matt discovered Chauncey is a straight-A student, wants to own his own business someday, so he can help other people in his neighborhood. Matt said once they arrived at Chauncey's home, he discovered not only did they not have any food, they didn't have any beds, no furniture. They were sleeping on pads made out of old bags. Good God. And we don't think this exists in our country, but it does. There's way too much of it. Here we give money away to these damn big agribusinesses and people and entities that don't deserve it and don't need it. And then there are people like this kid and his grandmother that are going hungry, literally, falling through the cracks. I don't know anything about the racial makeup here. Can I guess that Matt White is white and that Chauncey Jones Black is black?
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
How convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody in the story comes labeled.
Yeah. Right. So Matt shared the story on Facebook yesterday. When the post went viral, he created a GoFundMe page to help Chauncey, asking for $250 so Chauncey could buy a lawnmower to make some money. As the story spread through the day, the amount of money that was raised, wow, look at this. It went from $73,000 to $292,000.
Wow.
The idea was to buy a house for this kid and his grandmother. And apparently they got enough money, it looks like, Victoria, to do that. Right?
I clicked on the GoFundMe page. It's called Chauncey's Chance.
Yeah.
And there's a cute picture of him sitting there. And I did a double take when I saw that it had gone from $73,000, which was the goal, in order for Matt to buy them a house.
Yeah.
And now to be up at almost $293,000. I couldn't believe it. And it definitely made, oh my God, I welled up last night. I love this kind of stuff. And this is how many times have you been approached by anybody, not even a kid, but just anybody asking for help? And especially in New York City, it happens on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart at the same time, but you have to be desensitized because a lot of times it's just someone. It's a ripoff, or it's someone who doesn't really need the money or just wants it for drugs or alcohol.
Yep.
It's such a tough line to be living in. And I don't know how many people would have helped this kid, and this guy is just amazing that he did.
Well, but you see, that's the goodness that comes through in these circumstances. If you believe in a supreme being, the right thing happens for the right time for the right reason.
Yeah,
these two were put together. I do not believe in accidents. I don't believe in just, oh, well, it just happened. Nope. I think there was a reason. There's something in the history, the archive of Matt White and his spiritual makeup and Chauncey Black. There's some relationship that they've had in a past life, in my opinion.
That's interesting. Yeah. Wow.
It brings people together. I think people, there are no strangers. We all meet each other because we've had some kind of universal role together at another time in the course of events. So, I think it's really cool. All right, Richie, you've got some, a piece of audio from the television.
Here's the local TV coverage and a little bit with them.
On this GoFundMe page, to help make 16-year-old Chauncey's dream come true.
Some told me to go to the Kroger. I guess God, he told me to go to the Kroger.
Chauncey met Matt at this Kroger on Poplar and Highland. Chauncey asked Matt to help him get food.
Could you buy me some donuts? I'll take your grocery to the car.
He just looked like a good kid, and he looked hungry, and he looked like he'd been turned down a bunch of times.
Matt didn't just buy him donuts, but an entire cart of groceries. And after hearing about Chauncey's dreams of owning his own lawn mowing business and finding out about his family's financial struggles, Matt created this GoFundMe page to buy him a lawnmower. But the donations have far exceeded the cost of a new mower, passing $130,000 Friday evening.
They just caught on fire. People went crazy. Everybody loves Chauncey.
Now the concern is making sure the money is put to good use. Matt says they will place the money into a trust that can be used on Chauncey's education and helping his family move into a new house.
They'll guide them and give them professional advice on what to do with that money, depending on their needs.
A chance encounter has led to a possible new life for this South Memphis kid.
It's getting up. It's clearing up. We're getting better now.
Good. They ought to try to see if they can find reporters in that TV station that have gotten beyond high school, though. Other than that, they still have a wonderful story. Really good story about people who are just wonderful. We have wonderful people. The world is full of wonderful people. It really is. We
don't let the news media
exactly
fool you into the world is going to burst into flames in the next 6 months. And
nope. Right. It only is if you're in the California wildfire zone near Bakersfield. 14 past the hour. You all know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating, using Super Beets. This, by the way, Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever seen. We're all on them here. Richie's on them. Victoria's on them. Jennifer's on them. I'm on them. What does this do? Why are we on Super Beets? Because your blood flow to your brains, to your muscles, to all of your organs. That's where you need the blood, and that's where it goes, because beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. And the nitric oxide helps support your circulation and blood pressure levels that are healthy and solid. Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and help with your circulation. Super Beets actually works three times faster to give you the results that you'll feel in just moments. The new black cherry tastes great as well. I take Super Beets every day. I feel the energy and stamina it gives within a few minutes, and I want you to feel the same way. So here's the opportunity. Here's what I would like you to do. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first full order. You'll feel the results, or you get your money back. Also, you get a book called Beat the Odds, a free shipping deal. You mentioned Doug Steffen. Call 800-655-4183. If you're not on this bandwagon yet, call right now. 800-655-4183. Get the Super Beets, get the book, get all the information, get the help, get yourself better. 800-655-4183. Or if you're in good shape, you've got good blood pressure levels, this keeps them there. It's just, it's something everybody ought to be on. Very cool stuff. Super Beets, 800 855-416-6554183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. They ain't killed anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
18 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden, the governor of Rio de Janeiro, warned yesterday the Olympic Games may be a big failure because of budget shortfalls and the security concerns they have, mobility around the city during the games. Governor said the state is still awaiting a $2.9 billion, which is about, in American money, about $860 million. From the federal government, but the federal government in Brazil is pretty much broke. And so how the heck did these guys get the situation in Brazil has been dire for a number of years. It's not as healthy, and that's why a lot of people come from Brazil into our country. It's the same in other countries that have a bad economy. A lot of Venezuelans are trying to get here now. There are many others from El Salvador and Guatemala, some of the Central American countries. You notice there are never any Argentinians that come. Ever notice that? You never see Chileans and Argentinians in America because their countries are well run, they have good economies, and they don't need to go anywhere. So we have Brazilians, El Salvadorians, you know, the usual list.
You see a lot more Central America than you do South America.
Mexicans, yeah, right. But you do see a lot of Brazilians, Richie. Got a ton of them here in Framingham. Anyway, so not only is there a problem with security, but the Zika virus is going to keep tens of thousands of people away. Women don't want to go to the Olympics, whether they're pregnant or they aren't pregnant. They don't want to go. Even the athletes don't want to go.
Both male and female athletes are going into clinics and they're having their eggs and sperm frozen in advance.
Yeah, right.
It's a real concern.
You can call him the Zika egg. Honor, right? No, bad joke.
I don't know. Well, it made me think, because even if you have eggs that aren't, even if your eggs aren't are okay, you know, if you get the Zika virus, it could still be dangerous.
How do you think it is until we start seeing kids named Zika?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present Zika McFadden to you.
Right.
Thank you very nicely.
My kid's Zika McFadden.
Zika Keelan.
Zika Steffen.
21 after.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S.
As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Shocker of the morning. Other than it's raining here in New England, that's a good thing. Yet another Prince story about him this time and his own paternity. This is bizarre, man. Mondo Bizarro. His sister, Tika, and his half-siblings appeared in a courtroom yesterday to determine how much they would get of his $300 million estate. The judge, named Kevin Ide, said that the court has to set ground rules to determine who's eligible to get the dough. Vanita Jackson Leverett has now come forward claiming that she is Prince's half-sister. Prince's real father was actually his mother's ex-boyfriend, Alfred Jackson Sr., and not John Lewis Nelson.
How did Prince's own paternity get dragged into this now? This is just bizarre.
Alfred Jackson Sr. is already the father of one of Prince's half-brothers, Alfred Jackson. Vanita Leverett's lawyer told the court a DNA test will prove her claims. Oh, God, what a circus.
Where was she 3 months ago?
Trying to find an angle.
Who knew how to do an angle?
Yeah. All right, poor Prince.
Late night show action here. The monologue from the Conan O'Brien Show.
Because of England's Brexit vote, there's now talk in Scotland and Northern Ireland about leaving the UK. And when I say talk, I mean loud, angry, incomprehensible talk. That was Easter at my house every year.
Yeah, he's funny. All right, next up. I can't believe what you said to me. Lady Gaga. You know, just as an aside, was it last week, the week before, I told a story about having a cow named Gaga?
Yes.
And it was just funny what sort of response I got. I don't think there was social media response. People that tend to gravitate to me that maybe age-wise are similar to me, Victoria, send me email. Email address is Doug at DougStephan, Stephan.com. It's all right. You can contribute to the constant Twitter action, too, at Good Day Show. So anyway, I just thought it was interesting that so many people thought, you had a cow named Gaga? You've got cows? You know, people asking questions like that. Anyway, Lady Gaga in the news today because she spoke at the 84th Annual Conference of Mayors in Indianapolis. Pretty interesting. She and the Dalai Lama sat down for a Facebook Live chat to discuss issues of mental health, emotional health, some of the world's most difficult problems. She fielded a number of questions for the Dalai Lama on the social media site. The Dalai Lama criticized society's way of life and a lack of compassion in the world. Man, that's for sure. And that's why we have that good story about this youngster, what happened with him in Memphis. The Dalai Lama, apparently, though, Victoria, doesn't use social media.
He's on Twitter, but I don't know if it's actually him. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah. What's his handle?
At Dalai Lama.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That easy? At Dalai Lama.
I believe
so. Like mine
so.
Is
I'll
at Good Day Show. He's at Dalai Lama. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. He said, when you show more sense of concern of others' well-being, then you also get that feeling. Something useful to others. And, boy, I think that is demonstrated by that story from earlier in the hour of the fellow in Memphis and that young boy. I think there's a perfect companion story to this. But I also find it interesting that Lady Gaga was involved in this. Or he chose her. How did that come about, Victoria? Do you know how the two of them
I'm not really sure. I know she has been, you know, she's very active with lots of different causes and spiritually. And so I'm not surprised that these two were paired together. Mm-hmm. He would probably be someone that she's wanted to meet for a long time. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
All right, so there's the Lady Gaga story. 28 minutes past the hour.
Dealing with death. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A woman who lost her child went to the great teacher to ask for help. She asked him if he could bring her child back to life. The teacher simply replied that he would need a mustard seed from a house in which no death had occurred. The woman then went door to door for months, each time encountering others who lost loved ones as well. Eventually, she realized the great teacher's lesson. As painful and as gut-wrenching as it is, death has struck all households. Dealing with death isn't easy. It isn't supposed to be. But one thing is for certain. If you're dealing with death, you're not alone. For more on emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Singing and dancing, welcoming in Tuesday, the 28th of June. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. The situation in England may not be as bad as some in the news media would have you think. Boris Johnson, who was the former mayor of London, a political opportunist, takes pride in telling the world that he was the one who pushed the exit from the European Union, and he's now set to be the new prime minister. But wait, there's more. Maybe not so fast. If you haven't figured this out yet, they in doing what they did, instead of winning, they may have actually lost. David Cameron is the key player, it appears, in this, at least at this point. With one fell swoop yesterday, Cameron effectively annulled the referendum result and destroyed the political career of Johnson, another fellow named Michael Gove, and some of the other people who caused so much anguish. Now, you're wondering why or how. Through the campaign, Cameron had repeatedly said that a vote for Leave would lead to triggering Article 50, whether implicitly or explicitly, the image was clear, he would be giving that notice under Article 50 the morning after a vote to leave. Whether it was scaremongering or not is a bit moot at this point. In the midst of the sentiment that his speech put forth. So what I want to know is, hello, what is Article 50?
Article 50 establishes the timetable for where they formally break up with the EU.
Right.
To which he said, okay, if you vote for it, I'm going to start it the morning after the vote.
Right.
Instead, he said, I quit. And he didn't establish Article 50. He didn't
invoke
it. The
next prime minister has to.
He laid it on the next guy, and the next guy are the people who were all for it, and they're now looking around going, maybe this didn't work out so well.
Mm-hmm.
So there are thoughts that the people who come in and replace him may put it off and put it off and put it off, and it may never happen.
Uh-huh.
So they think he played this very well by quitting and basically dumping it in their lap.
So Cameron knew what he was doing. Is that the suggestion?
Well, I think he knew that if he did not win and that the Brexit passed, that he would leave and basically say, you want it? Here.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he's doing. So now we'll see if his hand plays out.
All right. So what are we is following... the various stories of the day is one of our passions here, Victoria. What Twitter, this is a constant conversation we have at Twitter, at Good Day Show. What sort of comments are coming, from people about this? Is it just about America and the stock market here? What our relationship is with England? What do you find the most common thread is?
Well, I mean, Brexit has been the hashtag Brexit has been trending for a while. Now it seems that one of the top hashtags right now is Visit Britain Because. And this is a show of support of visiting Britain, making sure that the tourism doesn't fall off because people are concerned now with instability, with borders and how it's going to work. And
oh, quite the opposite. The tourism is going to shoot through the roof.
Because it'll be cheap.
Yeah, it's really cheap right now.
Right.
Well, on Twitter, I'm just giving you the Twitter report.
Right.
Twitter people, the commentary is that people are concerned about instability how it's going to affect travel. Once you're in Europe, the nice thing about being in the EU is that it's very easy to get around, and so people are wondering. I don't think it's going to stop people, but it's a commentary.
A commentary. That's kind of cool, isn't it? What people say, what they think, what they do. All right, so that continues. And do you find the same sort of thing on Facebook as well?
We've been talking a little over the last month or so about Facebook and what's trending. So it's politically charged on Facebook, it seems,
really?
Much less so than Brexit. Yeah, everything that I've seen on
Hillary
what's trending
versus
is,
Donald Trump.
Yeah, and yep, all that same stuff. Elizabeth Warren and all the stuff we're kind of sick of.
Yeah, we are. Yep. As a matter of fact, somebody told me yesterday who's in the primordial state of our listenership bag that she felt every time we get into a political discussion, she wanted to turn away from listening to it because she finds that she's heard enough of it and heard she used it. She said she listens to her kids bicker all day long. She doesn't want to listen to people bickering. But isn't that part of what's going on everywhere? I mean, look at the Supreme Court. The results of the Supreme Court decisions that were announced yesterday, the surprise, were they all surprises, maybe? The most surprising one was the 5-3 decision that struck down the Texas abortion law that would have, had it been enacted or allowed to stay, would have closed most of the abortion clinics in Texas. I think Justice Breyer wrote that opinion, quote, "We conclude that neither of these provisions offer medical benefits sufficient to justify the burdens upon access that each imposes." This is the decision in Whole Woman's Health versus a lady who wanted to get the kind of elective help that she wanted and couldn't get, apparently, because of the restrictive rules on how the abortion clinics had to be run. You have to be a doctor, especially with a hospital, all kinds of other stuff like that. And Supreme Court says, nope. So there's one ruling. The Supreme Court threw out on an 8-0 vote the conviction of former Virginia Governor Robert McDonald, even though it looked bad. The Chief Justice said, quote, there is no doubt this case is distasteful. It may be worse than that, but our concern is not with the tales of Ferraris and Rolexes and that sort of thing. It instead is with the broader legal implication of the government's boundless interpretation of the federal bribery statute. In other words, this is telling the FBI to stuff it. That's basically... And the FBI, I don't even understand how the FBI got into this in the first place. I really don't. What, they trying to set up a sting on this guy? What was the reason for the FBI investigating Governor McDonald in the first place? I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't like it. It seems rather, and looking at it, it seems kind of like a makeup. It's contrived. The whole situation is contrived. Other Supreme Court rule, let's see here, the 6-2 vote that domestic abusers convicted of misdemeanors can be barred from owning firearms. This is a majority opinion. Again, the vote 6-2, the people voting against it, interestingly, where Judge Thomas and Sotomayor. I thought, there's an interesting comment. Some philosophies agreeing on something. But basically what they said here, a couple of guys that had pled guilty to misdemeanor assault charges after they slapped around their partners, and both of them had guns and ammunition in their possession, which was a violation of federal law. And so this basically upheld the federal law. This, the challenge was, and you got to figure some of the gun people paid for this. The challenge was to try, and one wonders if this isn't sort of a reaction to what's going on. You never know when these decisions are actually made because they're a month between the time that the evidence is presented and they actually come down with a ruling. But I think there's a reason to believe that some of this, the action there was tainted by recent events.
So this is saying if you are convicted of domestic violence, you can still own a gun?
No, you can't own a gun.
Okay.
No, you cannot own a gun. There's a federal ban that goes in place.
Well, doesn't that wipe out all of the NFL at this point?
Good percentage.
Knock, knock. We're going to need that gun back. Thanks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. That's interesting.
That's a good point. I wonder whether, if you already own a gun, will they make them give them up?
Back. Right.
Well, if you own a legal gun, yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. 43 past the hour with Doug, Victoria, and Rich.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little
daydrinking? A hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little daydrinking?
Twisted Tea. Real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a recent Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from recent Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com. That's froyofranchising.com. Check it out now. froyofranchising.com.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
I'm looking over, you know, people ask me, how do we decide what it is that we talk about here? And I am looking through a lot of various sources because I have 14 or 15 different things. But many of the stories that I tell are based on what we are doing, or the stories that you tell, and Richie may tell, and Jennifer may tell. So I'll tell you quickly my story of affecting not only my travel, but other people that are close to me. The TSA pre-check is something that a lot of us have had. I've been using it for a number of months, actually for a couple of years. I would automatically get it, and then it stopped. I'd get it once in a while, and then I haven't gotten it at all in the last 4, 5, 6 months.
What do you mean?
So the TSA pre-check is a way for you to get into the airport.
Right. No, I know what it is, but what do you mean? You're getting it or you're not getting it?
Well,
you either have it
certain,
or you don't.
Certain people, no. The certain people in their profile would get it without having gone to register for it. I just automatically got it.
Oh, so you never signed up for it.
I never signed up for it. I just got it.
Oh, wow.
No, I was just getting it. But then it stopped. So yesterday I went to sign up. And as I was leaving, I called my son, and he had an interesting, he's getting to be a conspiratorialist like his old man. He says, Dad, look at what's going on. They artificially slowed down all, there was no loss in the employees. Nothing changed except management decided to slow everything down. And management was told to slow everything down by the leadership and the administration because they wanted to collect more money. So now,
well, more information.
Fools like, and thank you, yes, information as well. So now they've created this artificial slowdown. You spend $85, which is what I spent yesterday,
yep, me
to
too.
Get the TSA pre-check. They have my fingerprints. They have all the knowledge they need about me from A to Z. And they can check on my travels anytime they want to. So for this privilege of being watched by the government, I'm foolish enough to pay $85 because I don't want to stand in line forever to get onto the airplane. Because some of you are going to stand in line to go on your 4th of July trip. Some of you will stand in line for 4 hours this weekend because of this. You don't think the government is jobbing you around? Think again. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Now it's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. This is a portion of the program where we get down and dirty with the techies. So I leave it to Victoria, in this case, Richie. The discussion of the TSA and how it is that you have to go through this ordeal. I wanted to get, by the way, the known traveler thing, which carries you around the world. The pre-check is only good for America. Known traveler, you can get.
Yeah, the known traveler is your number for pre-check. It's global entry.
Oh, global entry
is the world thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Have you got it for your going back and forth to Colombia?
I don't. It only helps you when you get here. It doesn't help you anywhere else in the world. You go to Colombia and they're like, whatever, get in line. But it's when you come back and you go through the process here is where it saves you.
All right, so here, the social media identifier for people that are coming into our country from other countries. This is pretty interesting. How's this going to work, Victoria? Who's going to be looking at social media profiles before you come into the country?
Well, when you fill out the form, whether you're on the plane or you land and then you have to go through customs, the Department of Homeland Security now wants to follow visitors on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. And so you're now being asked, this is a proposal, and they want to let it sit for 60 days, and then after that it'll become the norm. And so they basically want to know what you're up to online, because a lot of terrorists have posted things online that we didn't see until after the fact.
So everybody's guilty until proven innocent from now on.
Pretty much.
Yep, that's it. Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the brave.
By the way, what's your Twitter handle? We'll have to add that on, .. to right, the Statue of Liberty.
Put your passport now. They're going to put your social media handles in your passport.
Yeah, right. I had to have my passport in order to get the TSA pre-check.
Yes.
You're going to have some, or your birth certificate to prove who you are. But the best thing was the fingerprinting, man. What fun that is. Ooh. You'll enjoy it, I know, when you go sign up.
They do a retinal eye scan while you were at it?
No, just my fingerprints. No.
That's next.
And they thought that my finger, the guy said, what's wrong with your fingernails? I said, what do you mean?
He said, I'm a farmer.
They're all black and blue. I said, yeah, because I'm a farmer. He said, I've never seen such gnarly looking hands.
So you get a side order of judgment from the
TSA?
Yes,
I do. Yeah, I didn't have to pay any more than $85.
Wow.
Up next, Google adds Lyric Find to your search results. What's the story behind that story coming right up here?
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog made with 100% beef. Same food anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
All right, so for Burger King, July 2nd and 3rd, ask for a dollar classic grilled dogs at Burger King restaurants. There are restrictions that apply. So Google's new search enhancement may be a good deal for those people who are using it. How does it work?
Well, essentially, it doesn't change anything if you're a Google searcher. It just, on the back end of it, when you search lyrics, there's now a way for the artists and the publishers to collect some royalties on the advertising that's wrapped around the lyric results. So essentially, if you're looking for lyrics, you think, oh, I love that song, I wonder what the lyrics are. You go into Google, you just search it, and now it comes up instead of taking you to another website where you have to go through lyricfind.com or whatever. It now pops right up into the search results. So it's interesting. I know it's probably not something that you search a lot, but there are a lot of people who search for lyric quotes and then post them on Instagram and on Twitter. And now this is a way for the artists to actually make a little bit of revenue on it. So they say, Lyric Find says that they expect millions of dollars will be generated over the next few years just by people searching Kanye West lyrics for his new song, yeah. Famous, for example. Blake Lively, earlier this week, we were talking about her. She had posted some lyrics from Sir Mix-a-Lot. So all of that would end up being revenue for the artists.
All right, so can you check out the lyrics to Who Put the Bop in the Bop She Bop? I want to see if we can find that. Maybe we'll have to...
What?
Who Put the Bop in the Bop She Bop She Bop? Who put the bop in the Bop She Bop She Bop? Who put the ram in the Ram-a-Ram-a-Ding-Dong? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Yeah. All right, so...
It's a bop. It's not a bop.
It's like a time machine trip.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.